Yo, welcome to my podcast. It's your girl GC, and this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. I'm your host, GC. So, I am going to do a story time. So, I want y'all to know me even more. So, like I told you in my other segment, I had did some time, whatever. And the whole Jerrell experience is not what people try to make it seem it is. I don't promote people to get in trouble and to go to jail because, I'm going to tell you something, it sucked ass. I did not like it at all, even though I did have fun in there because I made it fun for myself to make my time go fast. I really was not a fan of the jail food. It was very nasty as hell. I had canteen, so you already know I was making my own little stuff. I was making swole flips, cakes, and all types of stuff like that. So, I had a lot of guys that would be writing me and stuff from other jails and prisons, and it was crazy because I had like a few guys that was writing me and stuff. But, you know, I would just tell them what they want to hear, make my time go fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you my boo. When we both get out, we're going to be together. I lied. I lied to make my time go fast. Then I had this one girl that liked in me, and I had to smack her because I was like, bitch, you tripping. I don't roll like that. It was very, 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 very crazy. We ended up taking like Skittles and we was making makeup with the candy and stuff like that. So when we had like special visits, like from our boyfriend, stuff like that, we'll take the red Skittle, lick it and rub it on our lips. And we have red lipstick and makeup and all types of stuff. Most of my time, I was always on lockdown. I really didn't have that much freedom as everybody else because it was like every time I turn around, they kept putting me on lockdown just because. You know, they just kept putting me on lockdown because of the type of status I had on my, you know, record. So, you know, they just kept constantly just keep picking and picking and picking. So, eventually, when it got time for me to actually get released, that's when they really started trying to cut me some slack or whatever. And, you know, I just went hard the whole time I was in there. I ain't take no shit from nobody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't care who they was. I ain't take no shit from nobody, period. Like, because I was by myself and they thought because I was little, they thought, you don't want no smoke. But, yeah, guys, like, the whole jail experience is not where it is. I'm speaking for the youth. Y'all need to stop this violence, these gun violence and stuff like that. I done lost a couple of family members to gun violence. We all need to take a stand and to promote stop gun violence. Not just for the blacks, but for all different races, because people are getting killed by guns in all different types of places and races and stuff like that. So we all need to stand up against gun violence. There's a lot of innocent people out here that's getting killed and stuff like that for dumb, stupid stuff that really just not even that important, and it's just dumb anyway. So we need to do something about this gun violence situation. Also, we need to take a stand about this racism stuff. This racism stuff is out of hand too as well. Everybody should be treated equally. Everybody should be treated fair, no matter what type of country you come from, what type of race or whatever like that. Everybody should be treated equally and fairly. Also, I want to talk about something real personal, but I'm going to wait later on. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get real, real deep in this thing. But it's a story time. So, yeah, y'all, I just really, really, really wanted to get that out there because it really been bothering me, and I just want to just put that out there. Like, we need to try to make this world a better place. And also, I seen that they actually trying to do something about this climate change because they're saying that the world is dying or whatever, but I feel like this, certain stuff that they doing is probably not going to make no difference regardless. First of all this polluted air, all this chemtrails, y'all gotta stop. Okay, y'all polluting the damn air. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, what about the coal? I think, weren't they was using coal at first? I think they was using coal. If I'm not mistaken, at one point in time, they were using coal. And then it went from coal to gas and kerosene and all that, and diesel and all that other crap. I don't know. But, and oil. But I really think that we all need to come to this agreement where we can all work together to keep this world going the right way. But the problem is everybody want to be every man for himself. And it's very sensitive and very selfish, because it's like, first of all, if y'all trying to make a if y'all trying to do an agreement to do a deal, it got to be some type of understanding, and it should be some type of equal fairness to both sides of the parties. That's whoever trying to do this business swap or whatever. Everybody need to be on the same page. Everybody need to be willing to do everything together. Everybody should not be trying to get over on nobody. That's why shit is not working out right, because everybody want to get over on everybody. Ah, stop trying to get over on everybody. You know, it's just... this retarded as hell to me. And is anybody voting this year, you know, for the election? I think they voting this year, I don't know. But to be honest, I feel like the only way I'm going to vote for somebody if they really going to do exactly what they say they going to do. Because we have put a lot of people in these high positions that will lie to us, tell us these damn false dreams about how they're going to make the world a better place, how they're going to make jobs better for everybody. And shit is just still the same way from the beginning. Like, everybody should... it shouldn't be no way that there's a whole lot of homeless people. It should not be no way there's a lot of people without jobs. It should not be like that. Like, y'all... the people in them damn governments, they making billions and millions and trillion dollars off of us. We paying taxes to make their ass rich. And the only way I'm going to vote for somebody, unless they're going to make everything better. Like... they need to start building. What I really want to do, fuck all that. If I ever become rich, I swear, I want to take that building that's down the street, the Ramada Inn, and I want to buy that fucking building and turn that bitch into a hotel or a homeless shelter for everybody. Not just men, but women too. You know what I'm saying? And then downstairs, I could turn that into a youth center to keep the kids out of the streets and, you know, have them doing some positive shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. If I become rich, you know what I'm saying? And fund people, you know, scholarships to go to schools and shit like that. That's what I want to do if I ever become a millionaire. And I think that by the time before I'm 30, I'll probably be a millionaire. And I'm going to claim that shit, because I'm going to make sure I get my subscribers, my listeners, and my followers up. Because just the way I am as a person already, my subscribers is building up, and my followers on Instagram is building up. So I want to do a quick shout out to my listeners. Y'all know y'all my babies. You know I love y'all out there. You already know. So I'm going to give y'all a shout out, and then I'm going to go on break. So I know I got listeners all over the world, so I'm going to shout y'all out. Okay, shout out to United States. What's up? Canada, what's up, babies? I love y'all. Everybody out there from Toronto, everywhere, all through Canada, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, babies? I love y'all. United Kingdom, what's up, babies? What's up? I love you guys. You already know how we rocking. China, what's up? What's up, babies? What's up? Mom, what is this right here? What is this? What is this? What is that called?
I can't even see.
Hold on. What is this?
Who are you? Belgium.
Oh, I knew I said it right in front. It's Belgium. What up, Belgium? What up, Belgium? All my listeners out there, what's up, baby? Sweden, what's up? Saudi Arabia, Australia, weighing down under my... what's up, y'all? Hey. Tunisia. What's up in the Netherlands? What's up, babies? What's up? What's up? Woo, 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 woo. To all my listeners from overseas, what is up, booze? You know what I'm saying? Y'all my family from a whole nother country. What's up, y'all? I just want to tell y'all I love y'all. And I hope y'all having a wonderful week. And I hope y'all have a wonderful year. And I hope y'all ready to party and turn up. And I hope that everything that you're wishing, praying for, hoping for, whatever desire that you want, I hope you get it just as well as me. And I just want to let y'all know that y'all are special. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are important. You are everything the above, honey. You understand? So, I love y'all. And my boo calling. I'm about to tell him by himself. So, I'll get back on here in a little bit. Love y'all. And...